You're holding Daf Test Samad Aleph on top by the Mishnah. Ma'mirin min ha-boko, min ha-tsoin al ha-boko. You can make tamura from a tsoin. If you have a sheep, that's a korban, and you can put it onto behemoth chulin of boker of cattle, whereas the opposite way, min ha-boker, behemoth of korban, a korban of a boker, al ha-tsoin, you can put a tamura onto a behemoth chulin of sheep, and even on sheep itself, min ha-kvosim al-izim, or min ha-izim al-kvosim, from lambs onto goats and goats onto lambs. Min ha'schorim, if the behemoth kodshim was a zocher, was a male, al nekevus onto behemoth chulin, that's nekeva. Or min ha'nekevus al ha'schorim, also the behemoth kodshim was nekeva, you could put the kedusha tmura onto a zocher, onto behemoth chulin, a zocher. Min ha'tmimim, if the first korban, the behemoth was a tam, you could put his kedusha al bali mum, and you can make tmura onto a behemoth chulin, that's a bal mum. We'll soon see psukim for this. And the chiddush is min bali mumim. Even if the korban itself is a bal mum now, but still you can make tmura from it alat mimim onto behema. That's a tam. Shenema, because the pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisoi toiv bara oira betoiv. Do not exchange it. This is the law for tmura. Do not exchange it. Either toiv bara, good with bad, oira betoiv. So that's both ways, whether the korban is a balmum and the behemoth chulin is a tam, or the opposite way, whether the behemoth kodshim is a tam and the behemoth chulin is a balmum. Now the Mishnah explains, v'yozel toiv bara, what's called that you're taking a toiv, means you're taking a behemoth chulin now that's toiv, and you want to make a tumur on a behemoth korban that's ra. What does that mean to say ra? It means balimumin, where the korban is a balmum, but shekodem hakadeshin es mumon. It has to be that first that behemah has a kedusha. That you mark the shir kedusha saguf. You made this behemah, you left into behemah a korban oila, and then later became a balmum. So even though it's a balmum now, but since the kedusha saguf was already chal before you make pidyon on it, the kedusha saguf is still on it, and therefore you can still make tumura. Then achnaim, let's say metchila you mark the shir behemah balmum, so it's never chal a kedusha saguf on it. Then you cannot make tumura on it to a behemoth chulin. Now the Gemara said, "No, I don't even know the yisur of the Mishnah that you can make tumura on one min for another min." The Tanya Rabban went like this. In the pasuk it says behemah by behemah. It says it twice the lashon behemah. The pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai toiv baro oira betoiv. It says v'yimhomer yomer. The pasuk says behemah. Behema vayihu usmirasi yekodesh. It says a double lashon of behema bivahema. So now the Gemara says, mikan from here we learn out shememirim min hatzon ala boker. You can make tamura from sheep or onto boker onto cattle, or min haboker if the cattle is what's korbin ala tzon onto behema skulun of sheep, or min akvosim al izim on lambs to goats, or min izim al akvosim from goats to lambs. Umin aschorim al nekevus, umin nekevus al aschorim, umin balimumim al atimimim. If the korban is a balmum, still you can make tumura onto behemoth chulin that's a tamimim. Umin atimimim, if the korban is a tam, you can make tumura al balimumim. Even though the behemoth chulin that was a balmum, still it's chal kedusha on it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, I feel koda muma legdeshon. Let's look at chilu when you first maktish this behemoth. There was a mum kavur on it first, and then you will makdish it. So even though it's not chal kedusha saguf on it, maybe still since it has a kedusha domim like on it, if you make tumura from this onto another behemoth chulin, maybe it's still chal some type of kedusha, and you would be over the lab of tumura. Talmud Leim, on this note, the pasuk says lo yachlifenu, do not exchange it. Lo yomer, don't make tumura isai. Toiv bara oira betoiv, bad and good, and good into bad and bad into good. Now v'yeze toiv bara. What's called toiv bara? That the bali mumim shakodin hegdeshon es mumim. That we say when the pasuk says v'yeze toiv bara, it means only in a case where the korban first had the kedusha on it, and then it became a bal mumim. That's called bali mumim shakodin hegdeshon es mumim. Zemora still says my tamuda. But how do you know from this pasuk though? Maybe ra means ra completely. Maybe it means ra even though you first met the shabal mumim. How do you know to say only in the case where you makdish a tmimim, and then it became a balmum? So Mora said, the Shepana Maskoner is, Om Rabbi, Yabai learns, Nei makro lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomir oisoi toiv baro, oi raboi, the boss of Joshua should have said, do not make tumurom, toy vera, good onto bad, or ra something bad, boy in it. But toy vachrina lomli, was supposed to have to say an extra word, but toy, the last word, or ra betoy is extra. Ishmamina, that's a proof to teach us, it means to teach us, is that toy may ikri oise tumura. If the korban was first toy, meaning to say when you were makdish it, it was a tam, then very good, then a schal kedusha. And then later, even though it becomes a balmum, if you make tumur on it, the tumur is chal. But Rama Yikrov, like a chilus behema, was a balmum when you first marked the shit, so it was never chal, a kedusha zaguf on it, and I said tumur. Then you cannot make tumur, cannot take the kedusha off it, put it onto another behema. You cannot make tumur. Rava Omar, Rava says a little bit different. Rava says, no, Tavayu Toiv Yisure Miyasre. Abaye says, both words Toiv are extra. The pasuk did not have to say the word Toiv at all. According to Tim Raza, him came so Nichta Kro, the cleric just could have written Loyach Lifen of Lo Yomeroi Soi, do not exchange it, do not make Tumura, but Ra, a rabbi, do not exchange it onto something bad, or else a rabbi, in so Lomli the Mikhtav Tavayu Toiv, how come the person have to say twice the word Toiv, it says Lo Yomeroi Soi Toiv Vero, or Rabbi Toiv, just should have said Lo Yomeroi Soi Toiv, or else Oira, what lo yomer oisoi ra? So what do I have to say the word toif toif twice for? So it says according to Rava, chad one time it says the word toif to teach us afilu b'toif nami kimei meloki. That even though you take a behemas chulin, which is a tam, and you make a tamura from a behemah korban, which is also a tam, even though both of them were tamimim, still you're over allowed. The guy would have thought to say, since both of them are fit to have kedusha, maybe there's no aver altogether. Kamash Malon, yes, even toiv on toiv, you're over allowed to get malchus. And then Rava holds the edith toiv. What's supposed to say a second time the word toiv? Teaches this Rasha that miikroi oise tumura vidach toiv miikroi oise tumura. If the behema, the korban was first the tam, when you were makdish it, so was chalik dushes aguf on it, then you could make tumur even though it becomes a balmum. But rama yikrof, if when you were first makdish this behema, it was already a balmum, so it was never chalik dushes aguf, and I said tumura. So that's the way Rebbe learns the drosh of pshat from our Mishnah. For Abayam, Abayi says, no, I don't need, like, this first drosh would you use for tev, I don't need it for drosh. For Abayam, Akal v'chaim, Akal v'chaim, Ahu. Omar toiv v'ra. The Eluya called Malalite Loki. Madach, what if the behema korbin became a balmum? And now you take a behema, schul netzatam, and you make tumur on it. So really, the Chorah would think you're doing something good. Because instead of having the balmum, you make now a behema tam to become Kaddish. So that's called komalilei. You're making it better. Still, you get malchus. If so, toiv v'toiv. When you take a good behema schulin and make a tumura onto a good korban, the chiyadodin, you know, they're both equal, lekoshchein loki, isn't it for sure this should be called the lab of tumura? Therefore, Abaye holds the first word, toiv, is not extra. Then, echnami, I do not need the drosha for this. I know from a kabachayma. Rava says, no, this is not called a good kabachayma. Because the klal is, ein oinshin menadin, like even though you have a kabachayma, but Abaye holds, you cannot give a punishment through a din kabachayma. Therefore, to get malchus, need a posse to teach us. That's the klal of ein oinshin menadin. For Abaye, the Gemara is the Chura Rav is right. The Gemara Nakas brings down a lot of psukim for this, a lot of drushes that we hold ein oinshin menadin. So Gemara says, Abaye says back here, it's different. For Abaye Yomaloch, oh, this case of here by Tumuram, Lav Dino, it's not really a Kabbalah to teach us to get Malchus. It's just, it's a Svara, it's a Gilu Milsa Biyama, just explaining to us that Migora, Toiv Meira, is it any better, Toiv, than Ra? It's the same Svara. The Rashi explains, according to Abaye, it's only Gilu Milsa Biyama, that this is included in the Lav of Tumura. Rashi says, Ela Agluya Milsa Biyama is coming to uncover, teach us. He, Taicha the Goli Kro the Loki at Toiv the Chulin, Kimimimbo Rajas, the Torah says, if they can behem a Toiv the Chulin, he over Malkus, they can onto a korban of Ra, the same as for a ploy, he's Toiv the Toiv. So, it's not a Einshim in Adin, it's only Gilim Mil Sabiyamam, therefore I do not need the extra word Toiv. If it's good according to Bayo, only one word Toiv is extra, and that Toiv is teaches our Joshinam, that after the behemoth Balmun can make Tumura only where first it was a time when you were makdish it. Now the Gemara says, funny, Rabbanan learn like this. The pasuk says, Lo yachli senu. So we darshin v'shelach erim. Even on somebody else's korban, there's a law for you to make tumur. We'll soon see what that means. Then it says, Lo yomer roisoi v'shelatma, even on your own. There's also a law of tumura. So here there are two laws in there, Lo yachli senu v'lo yomer roisoi. We'll soon see. The beginning of the Amid, the Mesech, to the first time we have, so he asked the question, that why does the first Mishnah say you only get Malchus once? The Chur, there are two laughing, you should get twice Malchus. So one Teretz says, well, then Echlam, you do get twice Malchus. Another Teretz, like we'll soon see here, we dash in each one for separate rushes. So verse is like this. The Licht of Le'ach Lefenu, let the Torah just say Le'ach Lefenu. Le'ivoy Le'yomros, I do not need the second lap of Le'yomros, I say. So Morris says, no, Ikos of the Torah, we've just written the Lashon of Tumura. With Lashon Le'ach Lefenu. Have him in, I would have thought to say, Teitzezu v'dikonezu. Who did Toki? When do you get Malchus only when you say Lashon of Chalipin means that you have your behemoth chulun here, and you say Chalipin means I want to take the Kedusha off the Korban and put it onto this behemoth. So you have a Lashon of taking the Kedusha off that one and putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malchus. Even though it doesn't help, Avad, you can't take the Kedusha off the first one. Once the Kedusha is book is Chal, you can't take it off. But since that's the Lashon that you said, taking off that one, putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malchus. But in the case where you make real tumura, tumura just means you say you want both to be kaddish. The tavayu kamekachlu, you mean both to remain kaddish. Amen alaki, maybe there will be no malchus altogether. Here's kamashmon, that's when the pasuk lo yomino. Even though you say it blush and tumura, also you get malchus. Now the Gemara submits the question: Hi b'shelacherim hechidami. How does the brayser start off? The loyach lifenu means even b'shelacherim somebody else's carbon. How could it be with someone else's korban? In them, if you want to tell me, it means behema. To hegdish today, it's talking your behema that you your korban. But for chulun the yama, somebody else's behema is chulun that you're making tumura and you're saying zu takazu. So Mora says, mimotzi matish, do you have a right to make the other one's behema kaddish? Like a body can't make tumura on it. The pasuk says, ish ki yakdish es beisrei kaddish lashem. The person is makdish his own house, amar rachmona. So we dash like this. My base is just like your own house. Rishus is in your rishus. Av kol rishus, anything known as in your rishus, you can make tumur on. But not on something you can make hegdish on. Tumur is like hegdish. But something that doesn't belong to you, you can't make a hegdish on it. So you can't make tumur either. So on the behemoth chun of somebody else, you can't make that tumura. Vial of the Bryce must be talking about behemoth, the hegdish di alma. It means somebody else's korban. But the chun today, but it's your behemoth chun, and you're taking your behemoth chun and saying zu takazu. So you want to make tumura chal on your behemoth chulun. Mor says, no. Me mitzvahs, could you be tofas, means take the kedusha off another korban and put it onto your behemoth chulun, but dove shenish lewa doesn't belong to you. Like tumura doni chal, if you're the bailam, you have to own the korban. Otherwise you can't make tumura, you can't be mitzvahs kedusha with somebody else's korban either. So Mor says, the case is talking about Le'yolim, the behemoth, the hegdish, the yam, and the chlam. We're talking about it's somebody else's korban. For the chulin, the day, and it's your behemoth chulin, you want to put tumor on your behemoth chulin. The question was, if you don't know the korban, the korban, how could you be matfis kedushin, somebody else's korban? Because in the case is talking about the yam amor, the behemoth, the hegdish, that the owner that owns this behemoth kachim, the one that owns the korban elam, the owner sounds like this. Whoever wants to come and make tumura for my name, I give them a shus. So by saying this lashon of kol haroitzer, it's like you're making them a mixas bailis to get to the din tumura. So therefore, it's chal. Therefore, you couldn't make tumura on your behemoth chulin from that one's korban, since that person gave you a shus to use it to make tumura. So according to one teretz and tosfos of Beis Din Aleph, the reason why you don't get two times malchus from these two psukim, these two words of loyach lefenu v'lo yomor, because one law was to teach us b'chlal tmura, the second law was to teach us this chiddush, that in the case if you take your behemoth chulin onto somebody else's korban loyach lefenu, you can do it also in such a case where the person says kol haroitzer lahomer is yovei v'yema. Now the Mishnah says memirin echod b'shnayim shnayim b'yechod. You can make tmura echod means one behemoth chulin, vishnayim from two kabanas, and shnayim b'yechid. You can take two behemoth chulin and make a tumura from one behemoth, one carbon. Echad b'meya, you can take tumura one from 100, meaning one behemoth chulin, you could say zu tachas 100 behemoth kabonis, and takachal tumura on this behemoth. That's called echod b'meyo. U'meyo b'yechod, you could take 100 behemoth chulin and say all them zu tachas, this one korban you have. Rabbi Shimon Imano, ein memirin ela echod b'yechod. That's why you're going to take one behemoth chulin next to one korban and say zu tachas zu. Shneimer, the pasuk says, for all Yehu, Usmuros Yiyah Kodesh, that this and the Tumura should remain Kodesh. So Mahu, just like Hu means the first carbon you start off with, Miyuchad, said Lashon Hu, Mashm is this one carbon, is Af He Miyuchadis. I guess it should be, the Shita says, Af Tumurosai, the Tumuroso, the Behemoth School, also has to be Miyuchadis one, so it's only one for one. Now the Gemara says, "Minu ani mili." How do we know Pshat on a comma that you can make a few for one or one for a few? The Torah brought a word like this. When the pasuk says, "Behema va behema," is mikan from these words we learn out by tumura shememir in echad bebeis. You can take one behema schulin and make tumura from two kabonis, or also beis you can take two behema schulin and make it biechad from one carbon. Echad the meyo may biechad. That's from this double lashon of behema va behema. Rabbi Shimon, says back, no, ain memirin, you can't make tumuri alechot b'yechot, one for one. Shinam, because the pasuk says, behema ba behema, for loy behema ba behema, so not one behema from a few behemas. It doesn't say the word behemas here, it only says, ba behema, mashma, only one for one. The loy behema, so behema, doesn't say a few behemas into one, because mashma, only one for one, and not one for a few, or few for one. Omruloi, and this becomes the back from Shimino, Omruloi, Motsinu Behemos, Shakri Behemos. Sometimes, even though the apostle says the word Behemos, it means Behemos, it means a few. Siros, there's double Oshin of Behemos, but Behemos means a few for a few. Shnem is a apostle in Yerna that says, U Behemos Rabba. So, Oshin of Behemos, means Rabba lot. See, many Behemos are called Behemos. Rabbi Shimon answers back and says, no, Behemos Rabbikri, true, it's called the Behemos Rabba, that means a lot. But behema stam ala yikri, when the Torah or the pasuk says stam, the word behema smash only one and not a few. Now the Gemara says the time of the Rabbi Shimon mishum behemu, is it true that's the Rabbi Shimon svara? The pasuk only says the word behema, not behemais. For a time of the Rabbi Shimon mishum who, and now Mr. Rabbi Shimon dashes from the pasuk of Bahayu who usmuros, the word who smash mu one, but he says mahu miyuchid af tmuras miyuchedis miyikra, it has to be only one and not two. Somewhere like this. Mikaro amalein Rabbi Shimon min v'hoyu usmurasa. It's like a true. At the beginning, Rabbi Shimon first said the pshat like it says in the Mishnah. But v'chichazid the dash rabbanim mi behema ba behema. When Rabbi Shimon saw that the rabbanim make their drasha, that a few for a few helps from this word of this pasuk of behema ba behema. Amalein Rabbi Shimon said back to them. Iyu, he says, no. Mayhasim nami mitzinu l'man of time of the day. From your pasuk, I could go for being approved to myself. That the pasuk only says behema ba behema, and not behemais, not for you, only one for one. So Echam Shimon has two pshatim, two rayas his pshat. Now the Gemara says, Amir Rashlaka says, Moidi Rabbi Shimon, Shimon thou agrees, Shema mirin v'chayzinu mamirin. That let's say you have your carbon, one carbon. You take first one behemoth chulin and say zu takazu. So it's chal tmur in this behemoth chulin. Now if you take a second behemoth chulin next to the first carbon, you can make tmur a second time. As long as at each time it's one for one, it's chal tmura. Kohen's Rabbi Shimon just can't do two for one or one for two. As long as it's one for one, you can keep on going. My time, what's the reason? Kedusha Rishayna the Hegdish Leichen Ocha. Like this first carbon oila, even though you made tamura once on the behemoth chulin, nothing happened to the behemoth chulin. The behemoth oila is still a carbon oila. So to make a second tamura, why not? That's Mishlokish Svara. However, Rabbi Yechonin says no. Rabbi Yechonin namam kishem shein mamirin beis biyechod. The same way you can't make tamura two behemoths in one, two behemoth chulin in one carbon. Cain, the same thing implies a mamirin v'chayzim mamirin. That once you make tumura once, that's it. The dinner tumura is only one shot. Once you use up the kayach of tumura once, you can't do it a second time. That's the way of Yechon Lem Pshat and Reb Shimon. Samur says, Tanya Kavostra, Rabbi Yochanan, and Tanya Kavostra, Shlag, Rabbi Yochanan, bring your brides to both of them. Tanya Kavostra, Rabbi Yochanan, bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. And it says clearly, Kishem, Shem, Amir, and Echad, Bishnam, the same way you can't take one Bahamas Chulin onto two Kabonis, Kach, and Mamir, and Mechazim, Mamir, you can't do it twice. Tomorrow once, and tomorrow a second time, you can't do it. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. And Tanya Kavostra, Shlag, bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. So like this, Yochanan would have thought to say, Kishem Shem Reb Shimon Shem Memirin Shinayim V'Yechon. The same way Reb Shimon says that you can't make Tumura Shinayim V'Yechon to Behemoth Chulin from one Korbin. Kach, the same Allah applies a Memirin V'Chayzna Memirin. You can't do it one after another. Just like you can't do it together to Behemoth Chulin, you can't do it Zachazer. So Yechon learned up Shan Reb Shimon was that there's only one Kayach of Tumura on the Korbin. And once you use it up once, you can't do it a second time. So that's the right way Rabbi Yechonon instructed Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosta, Rosh Lakish, bring a proof to Rosh Lakish. It says no, that Yochai would have thought to say, Kishem Shem Rabbi Shimon, Shem Mamirin Shinayim B'Yechad, maybe the same Rabbi Shimon says you can't take two behemoth chulin and make tamura together from one korbin. Maybe kachem amirim chesnim amirim. If you take one behemoth chulin and make tamura from the korbin, and then you can't do it a second time on a new korbin behemoth, on a new animal to make another time tamura. Maybe not. Talmud Lamed. The pasuk teaches us, "Va'yuhu usmurasai." Mashma filu b'meiy, even 100 times. Va'yuhu usmurasai means keep on going as many times as you want to. You could keep on making tamura. And the mashma filu b'mei even 100 times. So good. That's the machlekes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Avin has to shout like this." The divrei yomer, according to the one that says, "Ein memirin v'chayzne memirin." According to Rabbi Yechon, that learns pshat in Reb Shimon, that when you make tamura once, that's it. You cannot make tamura a second time from the same korban. If so, what's going to be? Hifrish oshem l'schapaboy. This Reuven did a chet. So he was mafresh korban oshem for his kapara, for hemaboy. And then this Reuven made tamura. He had his korban oshem. He took a behemah school next when he said zu tachazu. So he made tamura once from his korban oshem. What happened then was behumam, and then this behemah oshem became a balmum. So he couldn't use it anymore. He couldn't use this behemah. He couldn't use it anymore. And what he did was vechiluloi alacher. So he took another behemah. And he said, now instead of that behemoth chulin, that should be my yoshim. I want this new behemoth now to be the yoshim. And what happened was, even this new behemoth yoshim, he lost. And v'nischapa b'yoshim achar, he brought another korban yoshim, a third behemoth, he set aside for his korban yoshim. And that's the one he actually brought for us for his kapara. And then they found the one that was lost, the middle one they found. So that's a tam, that's a good korban. So first it was hufresh for korban yoshim. But now that the owner was Mishapur B'yachar, the Rachar is Venitik Li'erla, that Behemoth Oshim now comes out to be a Korban Erla. So the question is, Marash Yemaboy, according to Rabbi Yochanan, could the owner now take this Korban Erla that he has and make Tumura from it onto Behemoth onto Chulin? So we'll soon see what the Shailu is. Omer Abayis says, let's see, Maikam Iboyolai, what is your Shailu? What's Rabbi Avin Shailu over here? If you want to tell me now, Beis Gufim, Ukudushachas, according to Shaila could be, maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only the same behemoth. When you make tamura off it once, you can't make it a second time. But maybe when you have two different gufim, like over here, the first famous ashram came about mum. So you set aside a second one for that first carb, it's another guf. So even though, let's say, without the end of the story that I got lost and came to an eilam, but stam, the fact it's a different guf, even though it had the same Kedusha Sashram, but if you want to stam say a Shaila, base group from Kedusha Achas, the Boyle, that's your Shaila, so you could ask the Shaila below Mishapram. You didn't have to finish off the story that even the second one got lost and he brought a third one, and now the second one comes out to be a Korban Erla. What do you have to come on to that for? Claire, even before you lost the second one, you were mafresh the first Korban Oshem, you made Tumur off it, but it became a Balmun, and now you mechalo that Oshem onto a second Oshem. So the second Korban Oshem now, true, it has the same Kedusha as the first one, but it's another goof. So that alone should be a Shaila. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, you could make tomorrow off this Korban, because it's a new behemoth. So then you don't have to have the case that it changed over and got lost into a Korban Erla. Elamai, e-based Kedusha. If your Shaila should be, no, the fact now the animal has a different Kedusha on it, the fact that before it was an Oshem, and now it came to be a Korban Erla, is so the group echod, even though it's the same animal, can ask the shayla, can tiboy bloy humam. Could have asked the same shayla even though it did become a balmum. In the case, it could have been with time you were mafresh just korban oshim, and then you lost it. So you were mafresh another korban oshim instead, and you brought that one, and then you found the first one. So the first one now changes over from Kedusha Sosim into Kedusha Noila. Now it's a korban oila. So you could ask the same shayla, and that alone, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yechanon, could you make tamura now? So what do you have to say the case is that two things happened to it. The first original korban oshim came about mum, and then you mafresh a new one, and then that one got lost, that one changed into a korban oila. Shemash, your shayla is when you have now two gufim and two kedushas. So what is this true? Mar says, Rav Avin, Chodo, Migu, Chodo, Kimi, Boila. Yes, one shayla, which has to do with the next shayla. And really, it's like this. V'yim Tim Slam, if you want to say. V'yim Tim Salema. Shnei Gufim, O Kedusha Achaf. Loi, if you want to tell me, even though it has two Gufim, but since it has the same Kedusha, meaning to say, with the first Korban Oshim came about Mum. And then you were mafresh to go on to another, you set aside another Korban Oshim for it. So the second one now, even though it's a new goof, but since it has still the same Kedushas Hashem, maybe no, maybe according to Hashem, and you cannot make tamura on it anymore. Mishum tibihi Kedusha hu Eimaboy, Eimaboy, because with that Kedusha of an Hashem, use it out already. Maybe that's the score of Hashem, that on this Kedusha of a Korban Hashem, it only has a class to make tamura once, and since you use it out already, even though now it's a new korban that's becoming a noshim, but since it's the same kedusha, you can't do it. So that's yishalom. I can't do the second time. If so, shnei gufim or shnei kedusha smal teiku. That's why he went to the shalom right away. What's going to be in a case like this case? We have two different animals, two gufim, and also shnei kedushas. And that's this case where first you had a korban noshim, and you took off tamura of it. And then it became a Baal Mum. And then you were mafresh, you were machalad onto another Korban Hashem. And then that Korban Hashem got lost. And then you brought a different one. So now that second Korban changes over to be a Korban Eila. So now there are two reasons to say maybe why you couldn't make tamura now on this Korban now, the second one. Because first of all, it's a different goof than the first animal. And also it has a different Kedusha. The first one you made tamura from was a Korban Hashem. And this one now changed over to be a Korban Eila. So that's Yishayla, maybe he could make tamura. Or else still maybe no, maybe still according to Rabbi Yerkin he can't make tamura. Because the Maisa still, it started out, first you had this Korban Hashem, that was the first Kedusha, Nikon Kedusha. From since that became a Bamum, you had to be Mechalad onto a second one. But that Chilul still came from the first one. So still called the Hemshech of the first one. And even though the first one now changes over the Korban into a second one, became into a Noshim, comes into an Oilo, but it's all called the continuation from the first one, that's still Yishalim, maybe you can't make tomorrow a second time. So Teiku, that was about the Shal and Iblis with Teiku. Lishnach, we another way to say the Shal is like this. Boy, Rav Avin asked a question like this. The Rav Yechon, according to Rav Yechon, the Yom that he says, Ein Mamirin, Mechaz the Mamirin. According to Rav Shimon, he can't make tomorrow a second time. That's going to be Hifrish Osram Leschapa Boyim. You set aside a Korban Hashem for Kaporo. For Heima Boyim, you made Tamura once. For Uma, it became a Baal Mum. For Chilul Lo Yaracha, you redeemed it onto another Baim instead. So that became a Korban Hashem now instead of the first one. So clearly, Mar Shiyasa V'Yema. Vasalocha, could you make Tamura now on the second one? Since it's a different goof, could you make Tamura on it? Leschapa B'Yoshem Achar. For Nitik Zeli Erlamal, there's another Shiloh. What's going to be where the first Korban Hashem got lost, and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one, so it came to be a Korban Olamahu, Shayasav Yema, the same goof, but since it has a new Kedusha now, could you make tamura on it now? So Rabbi Abaye says, Haikami Boyle, this is Yishayla, that Kedusha Acheres B'yaysa Guf. So this is Yishayla, Abaye says, Hodin Kami Boyle, this is Yishayla, that E kedusha acheres b'yaisa aguf leni boy human. If you ask the shayla, the kedusha, different kedusha in this guf, just on the fact that the kedusha changed over into korban olam, suddenly leni boy human. You don't have to say the first one became a baal mum, even though it didn't become a baal mum. Just the fact that it got lost and you brought a different one, and then you found the first one that can make it into a korban olam. So you don't have to say human v'chilulay b'yachar. If you want to set the same goof with the same kedusha, you have to say it a kapora with another asham. A real gesa should be iguf achar. If you want to say the kshalu is by two different gufim, iguf achar. Biyosek kedusha with the same kedusha though. There's just the fact there's a different korban now, different animal. Then loni boy neschapa biyoshem achar. You have to say neschapa with another roshem. Just time you set aside one korban roshem and became a bamum. Now you have a second one. You said loni boy neschapa biyoshem achar. You have to have a kapora with another roshem. So my answer is again the same answer. For Rav and Hatay Yechod the Migu Chod Kmeboyle. Yes, the question one for another one. It's like this. Humam. That in case of the first one became a mum, so you mechal on to a second one. The second one true, it's a different goof, but that's the same kedusha. Me, I'm going to do is say biyoshem rishon udi ein chayzu meimer. Only on the first carbon you can't do it a second time. I will be goof acha, but a second carbon right now. I forgot the kedush ois the kedusha, even though it has the same kedusha as the first one. They're both a carbon oshem chayzu meimer. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yechon's pshat and Rabbi Shimon, you could make a second tomorrow because it's a new carbon, it's a new goof. Or do we maybe know? Since it's the same kedusha, you can't make tumura a second time. It still has a loch, used up its keich of kedusha of tumura once. You can't do it a second time. So that would be the pshat. V'yim timtz loyma ha'den guf achar kivon the biyosek kedusha koyim en chayzo meimar, even though it's another guf. But since kol zman only has the same kedusha as the korban oshim as the first one, you can't make tumura a second time.